in one of my favourite little pockets of the museum, which is seemingly a corridor full of tableaus. And I shall go in order of them, I think. We've got... What have we got? Well, we've got some photos about the miners' strike. So this little section is about the miners' strike 30 years on. And you can hear some video footage behind me. There we go. And then following that, we've got a mock-up of a fish and chip oven, which, yeah, so I'm essentially standing at the till of a really old fish and chip shop. Do pardon me pausing for really obvious words. Behind me, right in front of me now, but we've got a roast potato cart, and it's a wooden cart with a little, it's quite a big cart with big wheels, and it's got a blue tower with roast potatoes painted on it. What else have we got? We've got a small segment of a schoolroom. With a cane hanging threateningly off the teacher's desk. I can speak good, me. And then we've got a steam fire engine. No date on it, sadly, that I can see. Following this up, we've got a mock-up pharmacy, complete with creepy mannequins that fans of Doctor Who would do well to not look at. And then we've got like a washroom. And the little sign next to this says, "Before electricity, wash days." No. "Before electricity, wash day was very hard work. Most families would wash once a week on Mondays. Wealthier people washed less often because they had more clothes and household linen. Washing would be an all-day job done by women. They would wash bed linen, underwear, table linen, shirts, blouses and children's clothes." So, something for the men's rights activists there. It's nice that we've moved away from that. But and then we've got a kitchen / dining room, which has got a sewing machine in it, and a mannequin of a woman sitting in a chair holding a baby. Really does, it just reminds you of that mentality of a woman's places in the kitchen, and I can't really imagine how depressing that would have been. Really depressing. And almost in stark contrast, opposite this scene, we've got a pub, a mock-up of a pub, with two blokes sitting with a dog and playing dominoes, because they don't have to spend all day at home washing and cleaning. So So yeah, but it's interesting. And I used to love walking through all this when I was a kid, so it's nice to know that I still enjoy it. I don't know how much of this has made sense to you, whether I've just been rambling. But it's a nice little trip. Got nothing else to say really at the moment, so I will hiccup at you and sign off.